You're listening to Second Generation Christian Television Podcast. We edify, build, equip the body of Christ, preparing the bride of Christ for Jesus' soon coming return. This is part two of our series. It's going to be a three-part series. In the first part, we spoke about the fall in the garden, how Adam and Eve sinned. The Holy Spirit actually left them. Okay? And through Adam, we have sin in the blood. So it's spiritual death, and it leads to also physical death and an eternal death. Now, God had to go on a rescue plan, okay? A rescue plan to rescue us. Because it says in his word that God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth on him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Jesus came on a rescue plan. And Jesus says, no man cometh unto the Father unless he comes through me. So the restoration back to the Garden of Eden and right standing with God and relationship with God can only come through Jesus. Because it says in God's word, in the beginning was the word. Let's read it here. And that's John 1:1, KJV. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. So, in layman terms, Jesus is God, wrapped in an earth suit, on a mission to save humanity. Okay? Because the thing is, if we remain in our sin and we die in that condition, it would actually mean eternal separation from God and also punishment for the sins that we committed on this earth in this lifetime. And that's eternal. Okay. Jesus is the only way back to right standing with God. Jesus is the only true savior of humanity. We look at the world today and the enemy, Satan, would like to put out all these distractions and alternate ways to get to heaven and things like that. Oprah said there's many ways to God. No, Jesus said he is the only way back to the Father. Okay, we're going to cast down these lies right now. Even with Marvel Comics and all their superheroes, those are false heroes. Buddha, Muhammad, it don't matter. They're all false. Jesus is the only way back to God. Batman, Superman, the Ant, the Fantastic Four, or the Fabulous Four, whatever they are, these are all false saviors that the enemy sends out there as distractions and sends people going off in many fruitless expeditions. Okay? But Jesus is the only way back to God. So we're going to clear this up right now because we're going to establish this with some scripture. Isaiah 9:6 says, for unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be on his shoulder. And his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace, there shall be no end. Upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom, to order it and establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth, even forever, the zeal of the Lord of hosts shall perform it. Jesus came to restore all things back to God. Okay? He came to restore us back to God. And also, it says that there's going to be a new heaven, there's going to be new heavens and a new earth. And that's actually in Revelation 21, 1, KJV. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there were no more sea. So understand, these false saviors that come out, like Neo with the Matrix, okay, I mentioned that in my testimony, those are false Christs, and those are Satan, the enemy, sends out all these distractions to run people down the wrong direction, okay, only leading them to hell. Jesus is the only way back. You got to get into right standing with God first, okay, to even step into heaven. And Jesus made a way. Remember in the fall in the Garden of Eden, when God told Adam not to eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, the day that you eat of it, you shall surely die. God was talking about a spiritual death and a physical death. Okay? Because this Holy Spirit had to leave. The life is in the Holy Spirit. God's eternal life is in his Holy Spirit. Okay? And that's why Jesus told Martha in the Bible, I am the resurrection and the life. Jesus is life. So you need that life put back in you. But when Adam and Eve sinned, God's Holy Spirit cannot abide with sin. Okay, so the Holy Spirit had to leave Adam and Eve. So under the old covenant with Moses, God provided temporary coverings, okay, until the Lamb of God, Jesus, comes. So, because without the shedding of blood, there could be no remission of sin. Okay, so that's why God had to have temporary coverings until Jesus came. He walked what he needed to walk out. He said, behold, I come in the volume of the book that is written of me. The whole Bible is Jesus because he's the Word. And he came to walk it out. Okay, he destroyed flesh. He destroyed it. He lived a sinless life. So he has sinless blood. So he's a sinless blood sacrifice for humanity. The Bible says without the shedding of blood, there could be no remission of sins. Okay, the animal sacrifices, that's in the old covenant. Okay, that was just a foreshadow that there is going to be a lamb that comes. And it's going to be the Lamb of God. And that's through the manifestation of Jesus, God in the flesh. Okay, that's the ultimate and final sacrifice. So God don't need the shed blood of lambs or bulls anymore. Right now, Israel's under a temporary blindness. So they think they need a red heifer and all that. And they still need to do these sacrifices because they rejected Jesus as Messiah. Okay, remember the scribes and the Pharisees and the people said, crucify him. Okay, and Pilate said, should I crucify your king? Okay, the Pharisees said, we have no king but Caesar. You understand what I'm saying? But that's just a temporary blindness till the fullness of the Gentiles come in. And once all the Gentiles receive, the ones who are supposed to receive Jesus as the Messiah, when all that, the fullness of the Gentiles come in, God's going to redirect his attention back to Israel, because there's going to be a remnant of Israel that will be saved. But that's going to be in the last days when the Antichrist comes, and he's going to come in and defile the temple, and then that's when the covering of blindness is going to come off the nation of Israel, and they're going to say, wait a second, we crucified our true Messiah. This is the false one. And then that's when they're going to turn to Jesus. But right now, God is directing his attention toward the Gentiles because Israel rejected Jesus as Messiah and crucified them on the cross. That's not an excuse to be anti-Semitic. Okay? Because Jesus ultimately, he says, no man taketh my life. I choose to lay it down. And Jesus even told his disciples, no man taketh my life. I choose to lay it down. No greater love than a man could have than this, that a man should lay down his life for his friends. He told them that before he went to the cross. Okay, he let them know that this had to be. Okay, without the shedding of blood, there could be no remission of sins. He's the Lamb of God that taketh away the sins of the world. John 1:29, KJV. The next day, John seeth Jesus coming unto him, and saith, behold, the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world. John 1:32, KJV. And John bare record, saying, I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove, and it abode upon him. And John 1:33, KJV. It reads, it is written, and I knew him not, but he that sent me to baptize with water, the same said unto me, upon whom thou shalt see the Spirit descending and remaining on him, the same is he which baptizeth with the Holy Ghost. So in other words, Jesus is the way for the Holy Spirit to come live in our temple again. We have to give our lives to Jesus. We have to believe the gospel, and we shall be saved. And God will give the gift of the Holy Spirit back to us. Because now it's Jesus' righteousness. Now God, the Spirit of God, can dwell in us. We're the living temple. In the old covenant, they had the mercy seat. It was that Moses had built it. It's in a shadow and the likeness of the real mercy seat that's in heaven. And the Spirit of God abode on the mercy seat in the old covenant because God wanted to still be with his people. But at that time, he couldn't live in them because they're sin in their blood. Okay, until Jesus comes. Okay, so all that was temporary in under Moses. But now that Jesus came, and Jesus prepares our temple, okay? He must be born again, Nicodemus, okay? Now the Holy Spirit can come back and live inside of us, and we're actually restored back into right relationship with God and right standing with God, and we're in our spiritual Eden. Praise God, hallelujah, until the redemption of our bodies, and we have our new bodies on us, because right now we're still in these clay vessels, but Jesus promises to give us a glorified body, okay? Because when Jesus rose from the dead, he has his glorified body now, and he's sitting in heaven at the right hand of God in all his glory. His train fills the temple, okay? Praise God, hallelujah. And Jesus came to bring sons and daughters back to God, okay? That's why when he was crucified, the veil in the temple rent and it ripped open. Okay? So Jesus made a way back to God. But you must be born again, Nicodemus. So we're going to read a little of John chapter 3. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest, except God be with him. And Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus saith unto him, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, "Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I say unto thee, ye must be born again. The wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell whence it cometh and whither it goeth. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit." Nicodemus answered and said unto him, "How can these things be?" Jesus answered and said unto him, "Art thou a master of Israel, and knowest not these things? Verily, verily, I say unto thee, we speak that we do know, and testify that we have seen, and ye receive not our witness. If I had told you earthly things, and ye believe not, how shall ye believe if I tell you of heavenly things? And no man hath ascended up to heaven, but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man, which is in heaven. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved." Praise God, hallelujah. This is God's rescue plan for this world. You see, everything that's going on in this world right now, and people are trying to save themselves. They're trying to save their flesh, but you have to understand what Jesus also says, that if you try to save your life, you're going to lose it. But if you lose your life for my sake, you will find it. Only through Jesus can we have eternal life. We're looking at the temporary, but we're in clay vessels. We're destined to die. It's best to die in Christ, because if we die without him, it's eternal separation from God. But if we choose to die in Christ, we shall live again. Like Jesus says, "I am the resurrection." It was the Holy Spirit of God that raised Jesus from the dead. And if the Holy Spirit of God be in those who are born again, we also shall be raised to everlasting life. Jesus is the resurrection and the life. No man cometh unto the Father unless they come through Jesus. This is what we need to understand. And again, you know, Jesus says in Hebrews 10:7, KJV, "Then said I, lo, I come in the volume of the book that is written of me to do thy will, O God." It is not God's will that any should perish, but all come into the saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. So I tell you now, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Repent and believe the gospel, and ye shall be saved, you and your house. Then ask God for the Holy Spirit, and he, in Jesus' name, and he will give the Holy Spirit to you, and you will be born of water and of spirit. And God translated you out of this kingdom of darkness, and he translates you into the kingdom of his dear Son. Amen. Hallelujah. You're listening to Second Generation Christian Television Podcast. We edify, build, equip the body of Christ, preparing the bride of Christ for Jesus's soon coming return.